The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Thank you so very, very much for joining me today. Let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The reason for that awkward pause, I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, my breath was kind of taken away. I've been checking the WRFD website and our Salvation Army site most of the day today to see if a particular pledge had come in today. I kept telling you for, well, all of last week that we were anticipating a $1,000 pledge, and that would take us over our goal. And I was informed that it should be in today, and I checked several times, and it wasn't there. And so as I was speaking, as we went on the air, I went to WRFD, hit the Salvation Army banner, and boom, it is there. So we are now, remember our goal was $8,000. We are now officially at $8,739.30. We're just the $161 away from now $9,000. And the campaign's going to come to a close very, very quickly. I honestly don't know how much longer the banner will be up. But you still have an opportunity to give, and we still have an opportunity to exceed our goal by $1,000. So what did I say? $361. That's how far we are away from reaching $9,000. So there is still time. You can still give, and we have a very real opportunity to exceed our goal by $1,000, and that just means more people will be helped this Christmas through the Salvation Army. And as I told you last week, I haven't gotten an update today, but at the end of last week, the Salvation Army, just here in Central Ohio, was running a little over $100,000 behind where they were last year. So they're in great need. They're under vicious attack. And you folks have been so unbelievably generous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have exceeded our goal by $739. Let's go to 9,000. All right? Today, let's go to 9,000. Go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and drop some money in our virtual kettle. But praise God, $8,739.30. You folks are absolutely incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're just so close to reaching the $9,000 mark. Let's do it. It would take just a few of you to go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and drop some money in the kettle. All right. Hey, you may have heard of the movie No Safe Spaces, put out by Dennis Prager, my colleague with Salem Media, and Adam Carolla. It is opening around the country in movie theaters, and it's going to be here in Columbus this Wednesday. If you'd like some free tickets, just keep listening. In just a few minutes, I will tell you how you can get free tickets to No Safe Spaces. Hang tight just a few minutes, and I'll tell you how you can get free tickets. All right, I think this is good news. For those of you who are pro-life, and I think that's most of you, we've been trying to keep you up to date on a state law that prohibits abortion due to a Down syndrome diagnosis. So in other words, woman is pregnant, has a test, finds out that she has Down syndrome. She nor her doctor are able legally under this bill to abort the baby simply because of the Down syndrome diagnosis. It's an anti-discrimination piece of legislation as well as pro-life. Well, a federal judge put the law on hold, saying, quote, the federal law is clear that states can't limit a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy before viability. Well, the state of Ohio, under our Attorney General Dave Yost, appealed, and a three-judge panel from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the lower court decision back in October. The ruling was 2-1, saying Ohio's law is, quote, probably unconstitutional. Well, the 6th Circuit Court on Friday granted Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost's request for the entire court to reconsider the panel's decision. So it was a 2-1 decision with a three-judge panel, and now the entire 6th Circuit Court has agreed to hear the case, and we can only hope and pray that when the entire court hears this case, they'll realize you can't kill a baby simply because of a Down syndrome diagnosis. Now, with that in mind, let me go to this story down in Atlanta, Georgia. On Thursday of last week, earlier last week, down in Atlanta, a woman by the name of Diana Elliott took her mute 14-year-old Down syndrome son to Grady Memorial Hospital. This was the first of last week. Now, again, her son is mute. He's nonverbal, can't speak. He has Down syndrome. And she took him to Grady Memorial Hospital and left him. She just left. Well, she didn't tell anybody who she was. Didn't give anybody identification. The boy didn't have any identification. He is nonverbal, so that he couldn't tell who his mother was and so on and so forth. Anyway, long story short, security cameras saw the woman leave, saw the kind of vehicle that she was in. Officials in the Atlanta, Georgia area put the picture of the boy on TV, says we need to find his mother. They found his mother. Her name is Diana Elliott, and she has been charged with felony child cruelty. And all of her other children have been taken into custody by the Division of Family and Children's Services. So are you with me? She takes the 14-year-old boy to the hospital, and she says, I can't care for him anymore. I just can't. I can't provide for him the care that he needs. She doesn't know what else to do. She's frantic. She's desperate. She takes him to the hospital and just drops him off. She is charged with felony child cruelty. Okay. Now, in many states around the United States, if an unborn baby is diagnosed with Down syndrome, the mother kills him. Why? I don't think I can take care of a Down syndrome baby. I don't want a Down syndrome baby. And so the law in many states fully supports a woman not only abandoning her child, but killing her child simply because he or she is Down syndrome. Now, this boy is 14 years old. I get it. But if the ultimate, issue is whether the mother feels that she can handle a Down syndrome child or not, if that's the ultimate issue, what difference does it make if the child is 14 years old or just before birth in the womb? Do you see the hypocrisy here? So anyway, this mother is finding a great deal of support in the community. There was a demonstration in Atlanta over the weekend at Grady Memorial Hospital demanding that the charges be dismissed against her. It is almost impossible to be consistent, either morally or legally, if you say, well, before birth, we could kill a Down syndrome baby, but after birth, well, you can't. And thus lies the serious problem of those who want to abort a baby simply because of a medical diagnosis. So anyway, this case is unfolding in Atlanta. Diana Elliott is the mother. And right now, she has been charged with felony child cruelty because she took the boy to a hospital where she thought he could get care that she can't provide. We'll keep an eye on that case. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll be right back.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, the good news just keeps coming. Someone else just went to thewordcolumbus.com. Mark went there and made a very nice pledge. Mark, thank you, thank you. Thank you. And then we had an anonymous listener also go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and we are now 8,839. We are $161 away from $9,000. That's it. We are $161 away from $9,000. Could we have somebody right now go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army tab, and make a $61 donation? And then could somebody else go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and make a $100? That'd be great if we could make $9,000 today. We'd be $1,000 over our goal. $161. That's it. TheWordColumbus.com. And again, my heart is just so filled with gratitude over your unbelievable generosity. God bless you, folks. God bless you. $161, that's all. That's wonderful news. This is sad news, and it's especially sad to me because I've been here to Nigeria, in the area where this is occurring. Headline, over 1,000 Christians in Nigeria killed by Fulani Boko Haram in 2019. Over 1,000 Christians have been murdered, slaughtered by Fulani herdsmen in northern Nigeria. This is an unbelievable human rights crisis. The United Nations is doing almost nothing about this. And unfortunately, the Nigerian government is doing very, very little about this. This has been going on for years. I was there. It's probably been longer than 9 years ago now. I was there with the Bible League. And we were right in this area, and we visited a city of 25,000. It was a Christian city in the middle of a Muslim state in northern Nigeria. And just 18 months before we were there, that entire city was wiped out by these same Fulani herdsmen. They're radical Muslim, nomadic shepherds. They have cattle, they have sheep. They're nomadic. They roam around the country, and they go into villages, and if it's Christian, they wipe them out. They just wipe out an entire village. Over 1,000 Christians have been killed this year alone in northern Nigeria. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. There are multiplied thousands of Christians still in northern Nigeria. And if they would move to the south, they would be safe. There's almost no violence in the south. The south is predominantly Christian. The north is predominantly Muslim. And I'm stating fact. In the south, it is predominantly Christian. There is almost no violence at all. In the north, it is predominantly Muslim. There is continual violence. Same country, same people, all Nigerians, same heritage, just a different religion. And the contrast could not be more stark. Over 1,000 Christians. Hey, real quick, if you would like to go see No Safe Spaces, this brand new movie put out by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager, it's going to be this Wednesday at the Lenox Town Theater. This Wednesday, 6:15 at Lenox Town Theater. If you would like tickets, just call right now, 877-BOB-LIVE. Right now, 877-BOB-LIVE. Call and tell Jeff how many tickets you want. We have several tickets. Now, be reasonable, but if you would like to go, just call right now. We're not doing caller 1, 2, 3. Just call. And if you call and request tickets right now at 877-BOB-LIVE, it's for this Wednesday, 6:15 at the Lenox Town Center. We will email you the arrangements for the tickets. Right now, if you would like to go, No Safe Spaces, this coming Wednesday night, 6:15 at Lenox Town Center. If you'd like tickets, call right now, tell Jeff how many tickets you would like. 877-262-5483.